USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The House voted overwhelmingly to suspend normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus, preparing President Joe Biden to enact higher tariffs on more products and further weaken the Russian economy in response to its military assault on Ukraine. The U.S. has already taken steps to shut off the importation of Russian oil, liquefied natural gas, seafood, alcohol, and diamonds. The vote today sets the stage for making it more expensive to import certain steel, aluminum, and plywood items, among other goods. The Senate is expected to take up the measure within the next few days. U.S. home building rebounded sharply in February as the drag from the cold weather starts to ease, and while permits fell, they remained at a higher level, suggesting a shortage of houses will continue to underpin residential construction even as mortgage rates continue to rise. Housing starts jumped by 6.8%. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Nearly three dozen companies worldwide will start making generic versions of Pfizer's coronavirus pill. The medicine's patent pool said in a statement that agreements signed with 35 companies should help make Pfizer's antiviral Paxlovid available to more than half the world's population. Generic drug makers across a dozen countries in Asia, the Caribbean, the Middle East, and Eastern Europe will begin producing either the raw ingredients for the Pfizer drug or the pill itself immediately. Amazon announced that it had closed its acquisition of Hollywood studio MGM just 2 days after European regulators said the deal would not significantly reduce competition in European markets. The retail giant announced the $8.5 billion deal in May, making it the second largest acquisition following its $13.7 billion deal with Whole Foods in 2017. The latest acquisition is aimed at boosting Amazon's streaming services to compete against Netflix and Disney+. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
FEMA has announced how much money they've spent on helping to bury people who died of COVID.
FEMA announced that its funeral assistance program has reimbursed more than $2 billion in funeral costs for more than 300,000 families of COVID-19. The COVID-19 funeral assistance program provides up to $9,000 per funeral and covers COVID-related deaths since January 20, 2020. The average amount awarded per death is $6,500. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A police officer and a gunman died following a shootout this morning in eastern Missouri that left another officer wounded. Bon Terre Officer Lane Burns and Corporal Garrett Worley were dispatched to a reported disturbance at a Motel 6, according to Missouri State Highway Patrol spokesperson Dallas Thompson. As they approached the room where the disturbance was reported, a man came out firing a handgun, shooting both officers. The officers returned fire, killing the man who was identified as James Emery of St. Louis. Burns was taken to an area hospital where he later died. Worley was flown to a St. Louis trauma center where he's undergoing surgery. And because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Europe will no longer be attempting this year to send its first rover to Mars, which was to have probed whether the planet ever hosted life. The European Space Agency confirmed that it's indefinitely suspending its ExoMars rover mission with partner Roscosmos, Russia's space corporation. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.